it's changed in musical format in that originally, although the direction has always been to air a lot of imports and a lot of obscure material, most of the shows were primarily patterned after things that were happening on commercial radio, because commercial underground or progressive music was a lot nicer to listen to when I was doing it like 4 or 5 years ago. There were a couple of stations in Cleveland that most of us listened to quite a bit. It's expanded in musical taste. The people doing Fresh Air now know a lot more about a lot more things than we did back then. And it's probably easier for me to make the comparisons in that where we were airing when I was on, groups like Electric Light Orchestra and Genesis and Bruce Springsteen, we were ahead. The other stations in the area would air them. The other stations in the country aired that material, but it was still brand new and it wasn't getting much airplay. Now the things that you're airing on Fresh Air now possibly will get a lot of airplay 4 or 5 years from now. They'll be very popular groups. I think you can probably pick a lot of them out. I couldn't say offhand except possibly someone like Eno. I don't think he's getting much commercial airplay. The similarities, the overriding factor, is a lot more common than the differences over the years, except personnel differences have changed. The main difference that I can notice in programming is a day-to-day programming of the music is a lot more consistent. When we used to do Fresh Air, there were 7 distinctive types of music. One person would be primarily into jazz, one person into blues, one person into folk music, one person into heavy metal, and those shows would encompass more of that than someone else's show. And then there were a lot of more obscure things which made the continuity from night to night. Now the comparison from night to night is very similar, so you can listen every night and hear the same types of things instead of being really jarred. It's much easier on the audience, I think.
All the programmers on Fresh Air are volunteers at WKSU, and that's quite an effort on their part. They program 7 hours, basically 7 days a week, plus an additional hour and a half or so to get the program together, and that's quite an accomplishment considering that they are volunteering their time at WKSU. But as far as Fresh Air is concerned, I think it's one of the major assets of WKSU. During our last fundraising, they generated well over 25% of the entire 30-some-odd thousand dollars that we were able to generate during the fall fundraiser. And I think that's pretty indicative of the fact that they are doing a hell of a good job.
The Fresh Air staff is not paid, so you're working with people who are just into it because they like the music or they like what it does. And the people, the new people on the staff who are getting into it are, they don't know anything about the music. They want to get into broadcasting, and so they're here at the radio station to get into broadcasting. And it's our job on the Fresh Air staff to get the new people involved with what the true spirit and meaning of Fresh Air is.
Well, I first got involved by just listening to the Kent radio station for the last 2 years, just about. And I tried to get a job last summer and I couldn't swing it. And then when this summer the opportunity opened up, chief engineer hired me, and then I looked for a way to get my voice on the air. Fresh Air seemed to be the best way to do it.
I think Fresh Air is an interesting experience in broadcasting. It gives you an opportunity to enter the field of broadcasting and to listen to a lot of good music if you can accept the hours. Taking over from the fading day.
And now, Fresh Air presents The Industrial Wasteland, a bi-weekly interview program featuring local and national progressive acts. Here now is your host for The Industrial Wasteland, Jeff Wooten.
Industrial Wasteland's a program to give groups of national importance as well as area importance both an outlet. And it's important because groups like, Kraftwerk, Gentle Giant, are bands that deserve the exposure or just deserve a little bit of the noticeability, and they don't get it. And hopefully in this hour, at least you're able to satisfy your curiosity by listening to these bands. And also area bands, Dennis DeFrans, Nightlife, just name a few, and then bands that have been perking around here for a long time, like 156075 or Ubu or people like that. They deserve the same exposure, but radio stations are so structured that bands like that just don't fit in. And the Industrial Wasteland gives an hour or a little bit longer time to just let the thing grow.
That's something that is just not available here in Northeast Ohio, but it's something that our programmers on Fresh Air really enjoy.
And it's music that lasts a long time, never loses its vitality. You can listen to progressive music that was put out 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever, and it still sounds fresh today.
As you know, we expanded the program, and I think we are offering probably the best alternative in the entire 40-some-odd radio stations that are broadcasting in Northeast Ohio.
Listeners have told us, from listeners who have traveled around the country, that we're the most progressive station they've ever listened to.
Listening to Fresh Air, What Is It? A look at an alternative, progressive, non-commercial radio program produced for WKSU-FM in Kent, Ohio. This radio documentary was conceived and produced by yours truly, Mark Block. Please join us tonight and every night at 11 p.m. for Fresh Air on WKSU in Kent.